Good Friday morning. I hope everyone is getting somewhat back to normal following your Christmas break. Of course, we will have New Year's in the middle of the week next week. I guess these holidays falling in the middle of the week have kind of taken effect on the news. Not much going on really around the community, but we'll try to catch you up. Mostly what I have today will be sports related, because that seems like just about all that's going on. Today's podcast is brought to you by the BP Cruise Company.
Hey, this is Brennan Cruz with the BP Cruise Company here in Marion, Kentucky. For all your small delivery needs, whether it be rock, landscape rock, mulch, topsoil, or sand, give us a call at 270-704-5296. That's the BP Cruise Company, Marion, Kentucky.
Now you can catch Brennan Cruz and the band Cutter and Cash and the Kentucky Grass performing Sunday, this coming Sunday, 10:45 a.m. at Historic Marion Methodist Church. The local group will be entertaining with special Christmas time music. Everyone is welcome. In local news, Sheriff Evan Head has announced a $10,000 anonymous donation to purchase handguns for the entire Sheriff's Department. The department used that money to buy 8 Glock service weapons. And there is an update about that dust-up last week after the fiscal court meeting that led to unfounded assault charges that were aimed at Crittenden County Attorney Bart Frazier. You can hear the complainant's call to the E911 dispatch center with what turned out to be a false claim, according to Kentucky State Police's investigation. Get the latest on this matter at the Crittenden Press Online. And the Courier-Journal has named its Coach of the Year, and it's Crittenden County graduate Sean Thompson, who led his Paducah-Tillman football team to a perfect 15-0 record and the Class 4A state championship earlier this month. Now, Sean Thompson is a fourth-year coach at Paducah-Tillman. Of course, he coached here at his alma mater prior to that. And he was also recently named Coach of the Year by the All West Kentucky Coaches Association. Congratulations, Sean Thompson. And sports this morning is brought to you by Marion Recycling. Buyers of scrap metal open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 3700 Mott City Road. That's Marion Recycling, buying scrap metal right now. We'll get you started off with a little national sports news. Indiana pro basketball player Caitlin Clark raised the profile of women's basketball to unprecedented levels in both the college and WNBA ranks. And earlier this week, she was named the Associated Press Female Athlete of the Year for her impact both on and off the court. I was able to go take the family to see Caitlin Clark play in Indianapolis. She plays for the Fever, and the auditorium there was completely packed, I mean to the ceiling. What an atmosphere it was, and she has really truly raised the bar for the Women's National Basketball Association. In local basketball action, the Lady Rockets will be on the road to play in a holiday tournament at South Warren down in Bowling Green. The Rocket Girls will take on the host team this afternoon, and they will play Walton, Verona, and South Oldham on Saturday. And I believe there's actually another game on Sunday for the Lady Rockets, depending on how well they perform in these opening games. Most of you may have already heard, but Crittenden County lost on the road Monday night in a game that had been rescheduled from the previous week due to some illness. They lost 75-44 over at Lyon County. And Lyon County's Piper Cottom scored her 1,000th career point in that game. She's just a sophomore and quite an athlete. She reached that 1,000-point milestone quicker than anyone else in Lady Lyons history. And the Crittenden County Rocket boys basketball team remains winless after a tough holiday stretch here. They lost in the St. Mary Christmas tournament to South Fulton 79-37 and to Heritage Christian 58-36. Those games were played on Saturday and Monday. Now the Rockets will be over at Caldwell County tomorrow for a 12:30 p.m. matchup against a team out of Mississippi, South Panola. That game is in the West Kentucky Hoops Classic, again over at Princeton. 12:30 p.m. tip-off for the Rockets. Coach Matt Hargrove and his Livingston County boys basketball team will be at Owensboro for the Sports Center Southwire Holiday Classic. They will take on Breckenridge County in the noon opener today and will also be playing tomorrow. That opponent and time is to be announced. The Cardinals basketball team is 3-3 on the season. And that's a wrap on today's show. Have a good weekend. This has been Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press.